Babe, we need to talk. Hey, I'm serious. Yeah, I know the game is about to start. Babe, please, this is really important to me. Thank you. You didn't have to turn the TV off. I know you were looking forward to the game today. Yeah, this is important to me, and thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to what I have to say. I know that look. And you're worried that I'm going to tell you that there is something that I want you to do, or maybe there is something about you that I want to change. Well, you're not wrong, but it's not what you're thinking. It's nothing bad. Well, I suppose it could be viewed as quote-unquote bad. But it's only if you're not into what I'm about to ask. And I don't think that you are. Let me sit next to you. No, babe, you don't have to shift so I can fit in the chair. I can sit on the floor next to you. I enjoy that, you know, sitting on the floor, hugging your knees while you watch TV. I don't know, I guess it makes me feel closer to you. I feel safe, I guess. I know that must sound a little weird. When I'm in this position, your hand unconsciously slides down to my head. You don't even realize it, but you end up gently stroking my hair. Sometimes you even pat my head like I'm a cute little kitten. No, no, babe, it's okay. No, no, I don't want you to stop doing that. And yeah, I know you didn't realize that you did that. And yeah, I know that you respect me and I don't think of me as some sort of little pet. I appreciate that, yeah. But I love it when you do that. I love it because it happens naturally. It's not forced or faked. The fact that you don't even realize that you do it shows that it's in your nature to. And that is what I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about your natural inclinations. Yours and mine. Okay, so you already know that I'm very shy and introverted. Well, this is really just a visible manifestation of who I'm inside. We both know that I'm a submissive by nature. Actually, no. I don't want to lie to myself anymore. In my heart, I'm more than that. In my heart, I want to give up control completely. Babe, I guess what I'm struggling to get out. What I'm struggling to tell you. Okay, I think I should just come out and say it. Kinda lay my cards on the table. Babe, I want you to take complete control of our relationship. I want you to make decisions, consider my opinion, yes, but tell me what I need to do. Tell me exactly how you want me to please you, how you like things to be done, what you want. Make me understand, even if it means having to put your foot down, and even if it means having to discipline me. I want to belong to you. Baby, no, I'm not saying that I want us to get engaged or married or anything like that. Listen to me, okay? I'm asking you to be my master. Yeah, I did just say it, and I will say it again. I want you to be my master. I don't want to be your girlfriend. I want to be your slave. This is where I want to be, like I am now. On my knees, in front of you, knowing that you own me. Knowing that you're in control, that I'm here to serve and to please you. And, babe, I know that you want that too. you would not use those same words, and you might not play it out like I have. But I see the look in your eyes when you fuck me, and I feel the emotions in your body whenever I suck you off while I'm on my knees. That rabid look. Like, you know I know. And when you lose yourself in the moment and end up fucking my mouth. The look in your eyes when I gag and struggle as you slide down my throat. The look of a man who knows he owns a girl. I feel it every time you forcibly bend me over your desk and fuck my ass at random hours during the day. Like yesterday, when I was acting like a brat. I was just craving your attention. I'm sorry. But you knew exactly what I needed. And you just stood up and took over. Pinned my arms behind my back and bent me over your work desk while I was some... like I was some little ragdoll. You ripped my panties off, tore it off my shaking body, and you didn't even stop when I started to gasp and struggle. And you even made me beg for it. You made me beg you to fuck me in the ass. Like, you made me spell it out, and then you drove in. And as soon as the words were out of my mouth, you were inside me. I was screaming and crying and begging. You had me like a little needy slut, begging you to fuck my ass harder, and the tears rolled down my cheeks. Please, be honest with me. I know you want this, babe. You want to dominate me, but you're such a good man, and you hold yourself back, and you respect me, and thanks for that a lot, but you contain yourself. I don't want you to contain yourself. I want it. I want you to dominate me. I want you to tell me what to do, and I want you to take what you want, whenever you want, and however you want, and I want you to know that this is what I want also. You indulge me in bed when I ask you to, and we already roleplay it. Why should we deny ourselves? Like, why should you deny yourself when you know I want to be a slut for you? When you know that I want that too? Because I want this more than anything in the world. To belong to you. Literally. To know that you own me, and to know that you can take me whenever you want, and that on a whim you can fuck me or punish me, and that you can make me serve you or service you even if people are around. And yes, I know that sometimes I can be stubborn and even a little bratty, and I know that you don't like it. I know that if you accept this, that you will train me to your standards, not mine. And I understand that it will be unpleasant, and I understand. And I want that. I want to be molded by you, for you. Molded into your perfect possession. So, will you? Will you accept me as your slave, sir? Will you become my master?